This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
There was still decent hiring in September, and unemployment has not been this low since 1969. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. There's news 136,000 more people were on payrolls last month, and the unemployment rate, that's from a survey of households, fell to 3.5%. But there are contradictions in that report. Wages did not rise in any statistically significant way August into September, but there's a theory that's the GM strike reflected there. Let's bring in Christopher Lowe, the chief economist at FTN Financial in New York. Hello.
Good morning, David.
136,000 more names on payrolls. That's not terrible.
No, it really isn't, especially because there was a pretty hefty 45,000 upward revision to the last couple of months. So in that sense, it was better than expected. Still, you know, when you look at the progression of job growth over this year, there is a very clear downtrend. The economy is slowing, and the pace of employment growth is slowing.
And if you're an economist who woke up on the right side of the bed, you'd point to the separate survey of households. The unemployment rate in America is 3.5%. That is the lowest since I was 9 years old, 50 years ago.
And on top of that, there's job growth in the household survey, which is interesting. So the payroll numbers we talked about earlier come from a survey of businesses. The household survey shows an average in the last 4 months of 377,000 jobs a month. So there's a couple of possible explanations for that. One is a big surge in entrepreneurialism and self-employment. But another is that there's often a timing difference between these two surveys. The household survey tends to lead. So that is one reason for optimism in a week when most of the data looked pretty ugly.
Christopher Lowe, the chief economist at FTN Financial, thank you.
Thank you, David.
At last count, 8 Democratic presidential candidates will be at the Unions for All Summit in California starting today, making their pitch to Service Employees International members, the country's second largest labor union. Unions have traditionally been linked to Democrats, but many union members supported President Trump in 2016. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more.
Most of the Democratic candidates want to undo the Trump administration's efforts to loosen labor regulations. Jenny Backus spent years working with Democratic campaigns and now leads Backus Consulting. She says the candidates want to make it easier to join a union.
There is a focus to help give more benefits to people like farm workers or domestic workers. There is a more of a focus on service workers, too.
But some union members are skeptical about candidate positions on trade and health care. Joseph Slater is a law professor at the University of Toledo who focuses on labor issues. He points out many unions have negotiated generous health care packages for their members.
The candidates who are backing straight Medicare for All need to be able to explain to unions how they will come out of this doing at least as well as they're currently doing.
According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the 10% of Americans who belong to labor unions tend to make more money than similar non-union workers. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
Target is overhauling its club, its loyalty program. There will be rewards on a customer's birthday. 1% of what you spend can be taken off a later visit back to the store, and loyal customers can direct Target's donations to local nonprofits. Marketplace's Erica Barris reports there's quite a war out there for loyalty.
Buy something at pretty much any store, and the question ultimately comes up. Do you want to sign up for rewards? Or, if you already have...
Could you put your number in for your wellness, please?
Okay. From Rite Aid to Macy's to H&M, retailers are offering loyalty rewards programs because consumer loyalty is declining. Denise Thaloff is a marketing professor at Wharton.
There are so many options out there. So each brand and retailer has to fight so much more for a share of wallet.
Fight not just with discounts, but with personalized experiences, free makeovers, birthday presents, or early access to a clothing line. Akshay Rao at the University of Minnesota says while retailers are handing out deals, they're collecting data.
Fairly intimate detail on what kinds of things I tend to buy, when I tend to buy, how much I tend to buy, whether I am price sensitive or brand sensitive, things that I may not be aware of myself.
Target's new loyalty program, Target Circle, is the latest entry in what NYU business professor Alexandra Barish calls...
Definitely an arms race.
One in which retailers are trying to one-up their competitors, offering gold and platinum elite levels and investing big money in these programs. But consumers tend to shop based on price and convenience, Barash says, so retailers may pull back.
It's going to become less valuable to firms to provide these programs.
The explosion in loyalty programs is turning some consumers off. Daniel Bokelman of Moreno Valley, California says once you start signing up for them...
It's a headache to kind of keep track of those points. You have to remember your account number, your password, which website to use to check your points, and then you have to remember when they're available.
Bokelman says 9 out of 10 times when he's asked to sign up for a loyalty program, he decides it's just not worth it. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.
Once again, while hiring last month was moderately strong but below trend, African-American unemployment held steady at historic lows, and Hispanic unemployment is now the lowest since the data started being recorded this way in 1973. Again, unemployment in America, 3.5% in September, the lowest since the Beatles Come Together and the Supremes Someday Will Be Together were at the top of the charts, December 1969. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report from APM. American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like...
What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.